Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you challenged with your self-esteem and or confidence? And then you look at your habits and you realize they're not the greatest. Well, today I'm going to share some points around how you can start changing this. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra special exercise that I have found really effective as well. So for me, I had quite a few challenges, self-esteem, confidence, and mental health wise, even in 2022, when admittedly one or two things got the better of me externally, and perhaps I wasn't training myself emotionally to the level I could be. We could all slip up from time to time. Now, fortunately, because of my toolkit and the way I've been training myself, that I didn't get into as deep a hole or feeling as bad as I would have done in a few years ago. Yet, it was quite challenging. And then I started to call myself out. I started getting support, started talking more to my therapist. I started getting the right life coaches to help me get back on track. And when I started making those small changes in habits, I saw massive improvement even from tiny little habit changes. I started feeling good about being me again. I started feeling more confident in doing things. My mental health hugely picked up. So I wanted to really talk about this because I know these things can be a lot of challenges for people. And maybe you can relate to this, or maybe you know someone. And I found from this that we get so focused on the external world that we forget to focus on internally working on us. Now, we can only control what's internally within us, how we think, how we feel. Now, some people might argue, well, I can't control how I feel. Well, you can direct your thoughts on a more regular basis. I'm not saying you're going to have no negative thoughts. I'm saying you can really learn to manage yourself a lot better so you can have more positive thoughts than negative. And again, this comes back to habit. Obviously, if you're going through a very difficult time, you know, you need to feel certain emotions. You need to go through the negative feelings sometimes. What I'm saying is when we become so focused and reliant on the external world, on what other people say, what happens in the world, for how we feel in terms of our self-esteem, confidence, then it becomes a challenge. It becomes something we lose complete control of ourselves. So I wanted to talk about habits on this today. Now ask yourself, how is it helping you allowing your self-esteem and confidence to be directed completely by things outside of your control? Because I lived there for many, many years and it did not serve me. Now, what do I mean by self-esteem and confidence before I dive into the ideas I want to share with you for changing your habits? Well, I'll explain habit as well. Well, self-esteem is how much you like yourself or not, regardless of everything else. Confidence is the trust in your own abilities. And it can be specific in different abilities. And then habits is something you do again and again and again. I also call this activity as well. Action is something you do one off. Activity or habit are things you do again and again and again. So for example, if you go, you want to get fit and in shape, you take an action to go to the, sign up for the gym, great. You take an action to go to the gym once, you are not going to get healthy and fit by just going once. It's the activity and habit of going again and again and again. So let's go into like some habits that really can form your self-esteem and confidence. Because if you're doing things to love yourself, think about it. This usually is like common sense when I've heard it, but I've been in the place where I wasn't doing it, even though it's common sense, right? Maybe you can relate. It's because we get sucked into like day-to-day, the rush of things, and we don't allow ourselves time to think what we actually are doing. And most of our habit is formed by our programming, and our programming is formed from beliefs and all sorts of things that have come into our system. So this is about becoming conscious of those habits, so therefore you can improve your self-esteem and confidence. So the first thing to look at in terms of if you're looking to change your habits is ask yourself, what do you want? I always come back to this is the foundation, not what do you not want. I'll say that again, not what you don't want, what do you want? And then alongside that, who is the person you need to be in order to get that? So say, and don't limit yourself, like as long as it's physically possible, it can be close to impossible, but as long as there's a tiny remote, like you might want to be a billionaire. Now that is possible, it just, you might think it's very close to impossible right now. I know I do. It's going to be, it'd be a lot of, it's going to be a lot of challenging work, but it is possible. So ask yourself, or you want to be a certain, you want to meet a have a certain relationship or whatever, something like that. So ask yourself, what do you want? And who do you need to be in order to get that thing? Who would you need to be consistently as your habit in order to get that? The next question. What habits would that person do and they wouldn't? Okay? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself what the habits that person would do and wouldn't. And then next one, ask yourself what are the habits that you do now, currently? What are the habits that you feel are good and what you feel are not so good? And then just even getting this down on paper is going to help. Now, if you're driving, if you're running right now, you're not going to be able to do this. So do this exercise later. Again, don't just listen to information and think, oh, that's uplifting, and then do nothing with it because your life's not going to change. And then the fourth one, make it dead simple to do. If you're implementing a new habit, make it dead simple. Like, there's a great book I definitely recommend you reading or listening to if you haven't already, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And he talks about making it as small as possible. Like, he used to send a client to go to the gym for 5 minutes a day. Like, that sounds crazy, but the client would turn up, because he hated going to the gym, turn up for 5 minutes, and then that was all his goal. That's all he had to do each day. And he did it, and then as the client got there, he thought, well, I might as well work out now. So setting yourself a 2-hour workout when you haven't worked out for 6 months is not realistic, and that's why people fail their New Year's resolutions. Like, stats are crazy, it's like 70 to 80%. And there's other factors, like they're not clear on what it is, they're not clear on their why. They go off motivation rather than habit and things like that. But anyway, you've got to keep something dead simple. And then the fifth point, keep yourself accountable to someone. I have an accountability partner, and I know if I just say things to myself or it's in my head, there's less chance of me doing those things than there is if I declare it, if I write it down on our shared tracker sheet or our shared WhatsApp chat. And he's going to keep me accountable and I'm going to keep him accountable. Thank you, Nick, if you're listening to this. So get an accountability partner who is going to keep you accountable, of course, and they can check in every single day with you. So just recapping the points again, ask yourself what do you want and who do you need to be? What habits would that person do in terms of where you want to go? And then ask yourself what good habits do you feel you have and bad habits? And then ask yourself how can you add in a really simple habit or two? And don't put too many in, I meant to say in this. Put in like maybe two or three new habits, because if you put too much, the brain gets overloaded and gives up. It's trying to save energy. And when you add a new habit into it, it takes a lot of energy. So don't put too much, else it'll give up and default into perhaps bad behaviors. And then the fifth one, make yourself accountable to someone, reporting every day. Now, if you're doing habits that are really going to get you to where you want and make you feel good, what do you think the chances are of improving your self-esteem and confidence? Well, it's pretty good. And I've certainly found that. Yeah, we just go off habits that aren't necessarily serving us, so we go in, day out, and we don't take time to think. And that's not our fault how we're programmed, like how it's come into us, but it is our choice to therefore change how we're programmed and how we look at our habits and adjust them. That's completely our responsibility. So, just before I dive into the final point, I just want to thank you and appreciate you for listening today. If you've enjoyed today, I'd highly appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. You could be changing someone's life by doing so. This is made purely organic by me. I don't have any ads or anything running to this. So any share would be appreciated so we can get the message out. If you've done so already, thank you so much. So my final point I really want to share with you is When you write down like who you need to be, who you want to be, like all the good habits the person would be doing, then write it down on a piece of paper and read it to yourself 10 times twice a day. And really put some emotion behind it and listen to your favorite music. Because when you do that, you'll start feeling good if you're listening to good music. Now, if you're not in a good mood, I would suggest getting into a good mood, doing some exercise, meditation, breath work or something, just a little bit calmer. And then start saying this statement to yourself every single day, because you're going to build a stronger relationship with yourself by doing this. And you're going to create a good identity of yourself. And therefore, it's going to create better habits within you, because you're saying, you're reminding yourself of the kind of person you want to be. So that's what I've got for you today. And remember, if you share this, you could be changing or saving someone's life by sharing this. They may need to hear it. And what's better for living than giving? I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's life by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.